Michael Mostyn is returning to his roots for an upcoming A Day in the Life. Mostyn, who has a long, rich history with the area, joins host Fred Hacker at the Midland Cultural Center Wednesday evening to discuss his current role as CEO of B'nai B'rith Canada. When Michael Mostyn was suggested to me as a possible guest for A Day in the Life, I was intrigued on two levels, Hacker said. First, Michael's father and uncle were two of my childhood friends. My earliest understanding of the Jewish community came through them. Hacker said that on a second and deeper level, he's always had a fascination with the trials and achievements of the Jewish community. I'm excited to explore with Michael why Jews have been history's perpetual scapegoats, why racially motivated hatred seems to be on the rise in Canada and around the world, and what organizations like B'nai B'rith can do to address that. As the country's oldest independent Jewish human rights organization, B'nai B'rith Canada is dedicated to eradicating racism, anti-Semitism and hatred in all its forms. It champions the rights of the marginalized while providing basic human needs for members of the Jewish community. In his role as CEO, Mostyn oversees programming and advocacy initiatives while also serving as senior spokesman for the Jewish community. Mostyn is the grandson of Maya Mostyn, who owned and operated Mostyn's Menswear on King Street, the son of Alan Mostyn and the nephew of Murray Mostyn, who owned and operated Mad Murray's on Yonge Street. As a lawyer, Michael Mostyn practiced law at Mostyn and Mostyn with his father. He ran in the federal elections of 2004 and 2006, losing to former A Day in the Life guest Ken Dryden. Mostyn also sought provincial office in 2011. In 2012, Mostyn received the Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal in recognition of his community service to Canada. The event April 6 event kicks off at 7:30 p.m. Tickets cost $25 plus taxes and fees and are available here.